Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29. Mark 4, 26 to 29, the parable of the growing seed. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Our theme for reflection is trusting the unseen work of God in our lives. Trusting the unseen work of God in our lives. Reflecting on the parable of the growing seed, we are all invited to think about the silent, unseen, yet profound journey of spiritual growth that mirrors the natural processes of the earth. This journey is much like the farmer's work, tilling the earth, planting seeds, and tending to the crops with a hopeful heart, yet knowing that the mystery of growth lies beyond our grasp. Our Lord Jesus Christ, through the metaphor of seed sowing, unveils the enigmatic unfolding of God's kingdom, an eternal narrative that weaves through our lives in ways too deep for words. This parable whispers to us about the sovereign work of grace within our souls. It tells us that the Word of God, much like a seed planted in the fertile ground of our hearts, sprouts, grows, and matures through divine orchestration rather than human toil. Our spiritual evolution is depicted as a gradual, often imperceptible process where the ultimate flourishing of God's kingdom within us is a secret mystery unfolding in divine timing. It is a gentle reminder that while we engage in the spiritual disciplines, the real transformation is God's doing, aligning us more closely with the likeness of Christ. Moreover, the parable draws a beautiful parallel between the agricultural cycle and our spiritual lives. There is a season for sowing, a season for growing, and a season for harvesting. Each phase in our spiritual journey requires patience, trust, and surrender to God's perfect timing. We are co-laborers with Christ, called to sow the seeds of faith, love, and hope in the world, yet acknowledging that the growth and the final harvest lie in God's hands, not ours. My dear brothers and sisters, this narrative does not just teach. It reassures and fills us with hope. It assures us that even when God's work within us is invisible to the naked eye, His kingdom is advancing within our hearts and throughout the world. It encourages us to trust in the unseen, to believe in the slow work of God, and to find peace in the knowledge that we are part of a larger divine story. There are two questions for reflection. One, in what ways have you noticed the subtle growth of God's kingdom within your heart, even when outward signs seemed absent? Number two, how can you more fully embrace the role of co-laborer with Christ, sowing seeds of faith and love while trusting God with the growth and the harvest. Heavenly Father, in the quiet of this moment, we pause to reflect on the silent, sacred work you are doing within us. Like a seed buried in the dark soil, your word and your love take root in our hearts, growing in ways we cannot fully understand. Teach us to trust in this unseen work, to surrender to your timing, and to find joy in the mystery of your kingdom's growth. Help us to sow with hope, to live with faith, and to love with abandon, trusting that you are bringing forth a harvest beyond our wildest dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sows, grows, and gathers us into your eternal kingdom, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.